Children, so we read about two boys today who were twins. And one of their names was Esau, and the other one was Jacob. And do you remember which one was the firstborn, which one was older, who came out of his mother's womb first? Do you remember? It was Esau. And what did he look like? It says that he was red, he was hairy all over. So his legs and his arms and his hands and the back of his neck and his hair. When he grew up, he probably had a bushy red beard. He was a very red and hairy man. And so they called his name Esau, which in Hebrew means hairy. And then his brother came out of the womb, and he grabbed onto his older brother's heel as he was coming out of the womb, as though he wanted to pull him back. And he wanted to be the firstborn instead. And so they called him Jacob, which means supplanter. Someone who likes at the back of the line, but he likes to run up to the front and see if he can push in front of the line. That's what a supplanter is. We see Jacob doing that in this story. And it told us that Esau was the kind of man who loved to be out in the fields hunting and to bring back food for the family. Whereas Jacob, he liked to stay home in the tents and cook the food for people. Now, in this story, it says that Esau came back from hunting. He'd been out a long time, I guess, and he was very tired and hungry. And he saw Jacob cooking some stew, stewing some stew. And he said, "Please, may I have some of that red stew that you're making?" Now, what was in the stew? Did you hear what it was that Jacob was cooking in the pot? It was lentils. Now, lentils come in green and red and black, but these were red lentils. In fact, Esau didn't even say stew at first. He said, "Just give me some of that red. Please, let me have some of that red," because it was bright red stew. And so that's what Esau wanted because he was so hungry. Have you ever eaten lentils? They're very good for you. They're a little bit like the soybeans that the farmers are harvesting lots of at this time of year, except that they're smaller. They're sort of shaped like a lens, except they're little. And you put lots of them in the pot and you boil them for a long time, and they have lots of protein. They help you grow up and be strong. Now, the Lord is the one who provides lentils for us and all the other kinds of food that we eat. The Lord is the one who gives us everything that we have, that we eat and that we live on in this natural world. We work for it, but really it's the Lord who gives it to us. And in a similar way, the Lord is also giving us food for our spiritual body that's inside our natural body. Because even more important, the Lord wants us to grow up strong and healthy to live forever in heaven. And there's two kinds of spiritual food that the Lord gives us: good loves and truths. Example of good loves is that you love your mother and father. You love your brothers and sisters and your friends that you play with. You might love to be helpful. You might love to be honest. And there's so many other good loves that the Lord feeds us. An example of truths is knowing clearly in your mind that the Lord is the one God of heaven and earth, and that the Lord has made us so that we can live forever in heaven with Him, and that bad people go to hell, but good people go to heaven. And there's so many more good truths that the Lord feeds us with too. Now, what kind of food is meant by red lentils? Well, the Lord in His second coming has explained to us that red lentils stand for the good of doctrinal things. What that means is doctrinal things are all the things we learn from the Lord's Word. Like the story of Jacob and Esau, being able to remember in your mind, now which one was the older one? Was it Esau or Jacob? Because we usually say Jacob and Esau. We don't say Esau and Jacob usually. But Jacob was not the older one. He's sort of pushed in front in the way we speak of the brothers. But really, Esau was the older brother. And you can remember what Esau looked like and where he liked to go out in the fields and hunt and how his brother sold him this stew. All these things are doctrinal things that we learn from the Word. And so are the recitations that we learn in school. And so are the things we learn from the heavenly doctrine. There's lots and lots of doctrinal things. And you can picture lentils are very small. So to make a good soup, you put lots and lots in the pot. Lots and lots. Lots of things that we learn from the Lord's Word. And the good of doctrinal things is that we love to learn these things. These are wonderful stories. You can think of how much you love the Christmas story and the Easter story and the story of the woman clothed with the sun and so many other stories and teachings from the Word. And one of the reasons we love the stories from the Word so much is that when we read the Word or when we listen to it, the angels are with us and they love the Lord's Word, and their happiness when they hear us learning the Lord's Word is so great, and their happiness is shared with us. And that makes us all the happier to learn the things from the Word too. So that's the kind of thing that's meant by the good of doctrinal things that are meant by the red lentils. And the Lord hopes that you will eat up lots and lots of red lentils spiritually, learn lots and lots of things from the Word, so that you can be strong and healthy spiritually. Now in this story, Jacob didn't just give the red lentils to Esau, did he? No. He wanted something back. He said, "You sell me your birthright, and then I'll give you some of this stew." The birthright was very important because in those days, a father would give almost all his things to his firstborn son and only give a gift to his other sons. So it was worth a lot of money. And Jacob knew that Esau couldn't exactly sell it to him, so he says twice, "Sell me as if this day your birthright." And Esau, what did he say? He said, "Well, I'm about to die from hunger if I don't get some food, and then what good will this birthright do me?" So he was agreeable. He agreed to sell his birthright for some lentil soup. Now, what is the Lord teaching us by this story? Well, whenever you have two in the Word, it always stands for good and truth, love and wisdom. Now, which one of these brothers represents love, and which one represents wisdom? And which one of these, love or wisdom, is more important in our life? Which should be the firstborn and have the birthright, love or wisdom? Well, if you guess love, then you're right. And Esau represents love, and you can sort of tell that because he's red, which is a warm color, just as love is warm. But the problem is that in our life, we don't always love what is good right off the bat, the beginning of our life. We're not always loving the Lord above all things and our neighbors as ourselves. No, evil spirits come along and they make us selfish. And they get us to do bad things that we shouldn't do to the Lord and to other people. And so we really need the Lord's truth, the truth of His Word, to tell us, this is what you should love, this is what you should do, and this is what you should not do. And we need to make ourselves do that, even though we don't feel like it sometimes. But gradually, as we do what the Lord says, we come to love it more and more. And so it feels like truth is the most important thing at the beginning of our life. It should have the birthright. It's like it pushes in front of love for a while. Now the Lord explained to us what the path is by which He leads us in regeneration. At first, good is tired and worn out like Esau coming back from the fields. It's not a strong motivator for us. And so the Lord provides stew. He provides many, many doctrinal things. We learn lots and lots of things, like putting lots of lentils into the soup pot. That's the first stage. And then we eat that stew. That's when we enjoy memorizing and learning lots of things from the Word, making ourselves stronger. As we grow up, we love to think about these things that we've learned. What do they mean? Why is it that Esau gave up his birthright? What does that mean? What does that mean for my life? We want to understand what the Lord is teaching us and how it applies to our life. And finally, we come to the stage where we love to do what the Lord says. In that, and when we get to that point, then the birthright doesn't matter anymore, because now love and wisdom are married together. They're joined together. So one of the things the Lord's teaching us by this story is that we should eat up His Word. We should make a plan so that we eat something from the Lord's Word every day. We read the Word. If you're old enough, read it for yourself. Or listen carefully when your mama and your papa or your teacher wants to help you learn stories from the Word. You can picture good food for your spiritual life that's helping you grow up strong, so that like Esau, at the end of the story, after he'd eaten that good stew, it said, he rose up and he went on his way. And that's what the Lord is preparing for us too, so that we can rise up and go on our way to heaven. Amen.